Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Meta Nords Mini Talk on Space Dandy for episode 12. Nobody knows the chameleon alien baby. I'm Jero, joined by Fushizzle.
Hey, everyone.
And Overcool.
Hi, guys.
And some clarification on the news about Space Dandy is that in the it's going to take a break after next week's episode 13, and then it'll be back in the summer season, and that applies for both the Japanese and American airing. So in America, there will be repeats of Space Dandy on Toonami, and on Japan, in Japan, that time slot is going to be taken by the Breakblade TV series. So that's is what's going to happen during the spring season. So as we've talked about before, Dandy will be back in summer, but we're going to save a podcast for the very end of that series. All right, so episode 12 about chameleons, and where do you go to find a chameleon? I guess you go to a planet that looks like it might have chameleons.
Yeah. I think the narrator says that. In the W says that. Plant looks like it has chameleons. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, it's green, has water. Sure, chameleons might be there. Why not?
And then the joke is the alien isn't actually a chameleon at all. It's just in the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And then they show QT's trying to explain to them, like, about the logic that Meow and Dandy used to look for this chameleon, but they're not listening. And then eventually they go fishing, and QT becomes a fishing pro, and he's got the hat and the glasses. They even show him, like, ice fishing, and he loves ice fishing and uses all that lingo and stuff. It's really funny just to see QT, who was the star of this episode for sure, just, you know, really love fishing and just sort of talk, and the way he was using the reel was just really funny.
Yeah, they kind of get sidetracked, and Dandy even says, "Were we doing something else?" Like, yeah, you guys were. I think all of them have, like, cases of ADD. They just forget. Like, oh, let's do this. Oh, that looks cool. And they just go off to something else. But yeah, it was funny, like you said, seeing QT, like, fishing. That was fun.
Yeah, like you were saying, that's definitely the nature of the show. Everyone just gets sidetracked. But usually QT is kind of the good one. Mm-hmm. Like, you expect QT to be the one that's always serious. So it's actually really cute to see him kind of let loose and get carried away with something as ridiculous and kind of useless as fishing, because he's not even going to eat those fish, just doing it for fun.
Right, fishing off a tree. It's like, eh, cool.
Yeah,
I guess.
And then it turns out that Dandy does catch the chameleon. However, because it's a chameleon, it can take on any form it wants to. And we see for a certain amount of time in this episode, it turns into Scarlet, turns into a couch and a boombox. Also, Dandy. So there are, at one point, two Dandies in this episode. Two Dandy guys in space.
I would have to ask which one was a favorite one. I think the boombox was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing the tape and was just singing. I was like, how do they not know it's fake?
They're not very smart.
No, they're not.
And the couch was funny. He's like, oh, ew, I sat on it. Like, he got, like, disgusted he sat on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny.
Like, we didn't have a couch there before.
Right, it was like, I was trying to play, like, pick something that wasn't there normally. Like, I thought it was a dartboard in the wall. But, yeah. Like, nah, they would probably have that.
I didn't really understand what old man was at the start.
I was
like, oh, that's kind of weird, just some random guy in there, and of course they don't notice until he actually talks.
It kind of reminded me of Madoka Boxalo and how she would stand behind someone and do the exact pose they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Just basically trolling them. That's what the old man was doing.
And to figure out which Dandy is the real Dandy, QT hosts the Dandy quiz show. And this is real funny, asking just kind of typical questions about, what did you have for dinner last night? I don't know. Is that your final Dandy? And that just cracked me up so much. Like, the way they cut that scene to be like a game show with all that fake built-up drama, QT sort of leaning the way they drew his eyes, just like, oh, really? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's probably, I think this was probably one of my favorite episodes in terms of comedy. Like, I find a lot of the scenes actually made me laugh, from QT fishing to the game show with the, is that your final Dandy? And Dandy's like, completely ridiculous answers to questions that only he would be stupid enough to answer like that.
Yeah. And just not accepting an ordinary answer, like, what's your favorite restaurant? And then the episode kind of closes off. I talked about the weirdness of some episodes ending, but this one I liked better, with which Dandy is the real Dandy? And it kind of reminded me a little bit of Men in Black, that movie series where they kind of had the idea of, you know, anybody could be an alien, you never know who, and the same applies for chameleons in the Dandy universe.
Yeah, that's pretty true. I didn't think about that.
But elsewise, it was a pretty straightforward episode. It wasn't as involved as the last episode with the Planet Library or anything like that, just an episode that had some pretty solid humor in it.
I forgot about the ending where the chameleon gets on the Dr. Jell's ship and he takes Jell's form.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It makes Dr. Jell into like this mental coma thing. He keeps repeating the same thing over and over, like, I'm the real doctor. And like, it's pretty funny. I'm like, well, judging what happened last week with him going a little mental, I guess it carried over to that episode.
The idea is that Dandy is so stupid that he can't fathom these like deep philosophical questions of, oh, who am I? So he just kind of shrugs it off, like, whatever, who cares?
If I'm the alien, whatever, he's like, big deal.
That's the difference between Dandy and Jell.
Yep.
And I wish I would have saved the picture when I saw it on Twitter, but somebody posted a crazy timeline of the series and all of the alternate universes and how they branched off over these 12 episodes. I need to go find that again, because it was really interesting and just, reinforces what we've talked about in past episodes and the lyrics of the ending song about the alternate universes.
All I would say is that's some dedication right there.
Sounds cool.
Keeping that log, because it makes little sense to me, other than, you know, we start over and there's jokes and stuff.
Yeah, and for those who are kind of interested in seeing the theory that what Jell had, you're not going to find it this week, unfortunately. I wanted to see what the big deal was, but I guess they're not really going to show that right now.
All right, and that's been our mini talk for episode 12. For Fosh and Nevercold, I'm J-Ro. We'll see you next week for the season 1 finale.